is all you're doing all day just watching the news and freaking out and grasping your gun and drinking some Jim Beam?
Pretty much. I mean, I'm a little calm, but I'm plugged in hardcore.
You're calm because of the Jim Beam. All right. So, trying out this new system. Our first topic today is Trump actually doing a good job with the coronavirus? All we see is the media saying this is a shit show, but from the reports we see and what we can see what he's actually doing, in your opinion, is Trump actually handling this pandemic as best as he can?
Objectively.
Given the circumstance.
Yeah, I'm just going to – no bias here.
You're not a Trump supporter whatsoever.
No, not what I was about to say. But I think the biggest thing is the – they pointed out today, like, how he banned the travel from China first, initially.
Yeah.
But he keeps claiming now that – and then he got heat for blaming – or for banning China, according to him. Okay. And now he keeps getting, you know, they're saying that, you know, people are running out of supplies and people are, you know, not able to handle the test load and things like that. And then his argument is the system wasn't built for this. Like, nothing could have been prepared for this. So based on that logic, they think they're doing a good job. So whether or not we think he's doing a good job, let's just go over what's being done.
Okay.
So he's got the guidelines set out, right? No gatherings of 10 or more people. Okay. Dining rooms, I don't know. LA and New York, they're really strict right now. Los Angeles area is like 24 hours.
Quick question. Are most of your fast food dining rooms closed and it's drive-through only?
They were open until today because Governor DeSantis just issued a dining room closure of all restaurants.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the fast food places are all drive-through here.
Yeah, and that actually brings up another issue I didn't even think about. I watched a whole video about a semi-truck driver, not to get too off of what we were going to say. I'll get back to
where he's going.
The semi-truck drivers are getting, like, I watched a whole video floating around the internet today of this guy talking about how, it's like 8 minutes long, how he showed all these semi-trucks backed up trying to unload at this, or pick up, rather, at this distribution place.
Yeah.
And they have nowhere to use the bathroom because they're not allowed to go inside anywhere because most of these
bathrooms are closed. First of all, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Why can't I wash my hands?
Right.
Anyway.
So they have porta-potties sitting out where he was. They had a couple. And then because they're driving semi-trucks, they can't go through the drive-thru. So they can't get any hot food. So they have to go into a gas station and get, like, microwavable fucking 7-Eleven spicy chickens.
If they're lucky enough to have – yeah, exactly. That's
– right. So they're getting slammed hard, and then everything's so backed up and delayed, they're not meeting their, you know, their appointment times because it's just impossible. There's just not enough manpower to do it. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting. So anyway, back to if he's doing a good job or not. So – we've got the restaurants closed, gatherings, all that shit. What people fucking have to keep in mind, though, is that we're not China, so that you can't – like, you got to walk a fine line here with what you can do and what you can't do to keep people from doing shit. Like, you've seen the video of everyone in Florida, and, like, everyone's like, oh, people in Florida are on spring break. No one gives a fuck down there. Well, first off, those are probably people who aren't from Florida because it's spring break, you pieces of shit. And second
off, that's what I said.
Yeah. Second off, it's like, I get it, you know, but that's where I told you last time. Like, it takes some personal responsibility for everyone to come together and beat it. But, like, we can't, like, I don't know. Like, it's a test to see how far they're going to go. And I think they're going, I think he's think they go pretty far without, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Like, because if they go any further, it's we're like this far away from fucking martial law, you know? It's like, how much further can we go? How much more can you do? And how much can you keep up with the demand? In the conference today, they're talking about tying the private sector to produce supplies for the tests and shit and for ventilators and all that. Like, GM apparently offered to build ventilators. Things like that. So it's like, I don't know. And he wouldn't say which other companies though are willing to do it. He only said that one because he wanted to. He talked about some sort of bidding process, like how, you know, they're trying to, I don't know, it's hard to understand because I'm a fucking somewhat of a savant, right? How he's trying to like let companies, if they're going to take the charge on producing these supplies for the, like, he's back out, like the Fed backing out to let them do it because technically they are closer to point of sale and they can get the stuff to them quicker. You know what I mean? For every respective company that's willing to give them supplies and shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I believe in my corner of the world, if it's hitting me, I believe it's hitting everybody in the world because I live in a relatively large, tiny town.
It's hitting you.
I go to, and this sounds so trivial and stupid, but it's just to prove the point that it's affecting me. I went to the vape shop and they're fucking bare there, dude, because they get every single thing from China minus a few vape things. I asked him today, remember you were smoking that puff bar? I was like, hey, what's the deal with those? Because this guy knows a lot of shit. And he was like, man, I don't have any of those because China won't ship them anything. So I can't, I mean, I can only assume that that's happening to several other industries. So I don't know, man. This is – when I saw all the stuff of Florida on the news, my immediate reaction was, oh, DeSantis, no fault to him. I'm not saying he's great. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm saying this is what probably I would do as a fucking governor of a state. I see several news stories, Meg O'Malley's in Melbourne, all these fucking spring breakers.
I used to work there.
Well, exactly. I know.
Okay.
Well, we're going to talk about that too.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is there's so much negative media coverage on Florida right now.
I know.
DeSantis's only move is to probably follow suit.
Start closing more shit.
Of New York and California. Think about it. People shit on Florida. We're a bullshit dummy state. We're all dummies, whatever. When you think about, like, even in voting terms, Florida, it's like California, New York, Florida. Florida's always a major fucking power player. So we're a big, important state.
We're the third most populous state in the country.
We're huge. That's what people don't get. Florida's very, very big. So, I mean, it takes me 3 hours to get to you, and you're considered local. So, or you know what I mean. Melbourne. I think DeSantis is going to act in accordance to New York and California very soon.
Well, the pressure's mounting.
All you see on Twitter, I didn't even see this on the news. My parents saw it on the news. They watch the news. I don't. I saw it on Twitter of those spring breakers and a bunch of people, just a ton of negative Florida media stories. So I know he's going to react to it. He has to, right? Yeah,
and that's what happened today. Curfew.
What's
we just got curfew? The curfew.
I have
11 p.m. to 5 a.m.
You're Orange County, correct? Which includes Orlando. So you fall under the few major counties in Florida that are 100% just have to enact that law.
Right.
I've seen shit about my little tiny podunk county. So depending on how serious it gets, if my county closes, then I think I'll start to be concerned because short of a few shops closing, there's very little concern I can tell other than some plastic gloves and maybe one or two masks in my section.
Have you seen people wearing masks?
Very few. More gloves.
Yeah, there's quite a few down here.
More gloves than masks, But what I want to tell them, but I have to bite my tongue because I work and I live around old people. I live near the Villages, which anybody who's listening.
Everyone knows the Villages.
Bro, if you don't know the Villages, Google the fucking Villages. You'll know. It's old people fucking 24/7. Not where you want to live. But I live near them, so I have to drive around them. And I work near Ocala's version of the Villages. A big ass stretch of the highway that's like 10 retirement communities in a row. So I'm around old people all the time.
You better not catch this motherfucking shit.
Well, you know me. If anybody knows me and some of the dumbass shit I've said on this podcast, I've said some shit that might have cost me a marriage. Let's be honest here. So I've got a hard time buttoning my big ass mouth. I was in the dispensary the other day because I'm a medical marijuana patient. I've got a lot of problems I need solving. And this lady was just refusing very vehemently to touch this pen. I'm not going to touch the pen. I'm not going to do it. All she had gloves on. And
to sign her receipt or something?
To sign in, like, you're here, you're next.
Oh, like you're checking in.
In an order, yes, to who gets served. Like a
right.
Take a number. So I told her, I was like, I'll do the pen. No, I'll just do it. And she freaks out. She's like, I'll just do it. And in my head, I want to be like, bitch, if you touch this pen, it doesn't matter. If I or she, the girl who works here, had coronavirus, COVID-19, and we were looking at you, breathing like normal human beings, you would already have this fucking virus because you don't have a fucking mask on. And even if you had a mask on, it wouldn't matter. I want to say these things, but because I'm a gentleman, I just say, yes, ma'am, and I don't. Then I get my marijuana, and I leave.
Well, that's good. Very productive part of society by doing that. Don't cause hysteria.
I mean,
he was causing it enough.
Tell me about where you
take
were.
Take care of your own men. She shouldn't be hurt.
What'd you say?
She should have had her own pen on her.
Fuck her. She was old.
Like, what were you gonna say? I'll tell you what.
I can gain some sympathy. And this is where I bite my tongue for the elderly, because they have a legitimate risk of death. So if I had a risk of death in the
I don't know, man. More young people are coming out, like that 34-year-old who supposedly went to Disney World. Well, he did. He went to Disney World because he visited from California. He died. 34 years old from this thing. It's floating around the internet. But people, you know how people just share articles without reading them?
Like me?
Oh, well, yes, maybe like you then. Because this article got shared and it's getting fucking shared all the time. So I've already read it.
I didn't share
it. But people fail to read the part where the guy suffered from bronchitis and asthma all his life.
Oh.
You know?
And he's saying coronavirus?
That he caught the corona and it killed him. But, like, people, like I'm not saying don't be concerned as a young person, but, like, that's not helping. You know what I mean? Like, people are like, oh, 34-year-olds share the shit out of it. It's like, well, okay. I haven't seen any other story about a 34-year-old dying except for this one, and this one had asthma and bronchitis.
Exactly.
So it's like, I need to see more. I saw one other today. My sister sent me. Of this guy who lives in New York who's like 30-something, and he's in the hospital from it. That's the only other one I've seen so far, besides the ones you read in articles.
Where is he?
He's in New York in the hospital.
Okay. Well.
Anyway.
You just probably an hour before this, and I know you know what I'm talking about, why don't you describe where you were and what happened?
Oh, Academy Sports.
Very shortly before this podcast.
Yeah, no, the so in addition to panic buying in the grocery stores, guess what else people are panic buying? Ammunition and weapons.
Big
and guns and things like that. But I read an article today, I think it was NPR, and they were saying how they interviewed some people, or they were getting quotes. Like, even in Los Angeles, bro, the gun shop, like, and you know, Los Angeles isn't the most gun-friendly place. Around the block.
I saw videos of Los Angeles.
Yeah, and people were like, didn't want to give their last names, and they're just like, you know, just trying to get enough to be prepared for whatever. And it seems like the general concern is like, if people think this gets out of hand, there might be rioters and looters, you know, depending on how far we lock down and for how long. So that's a big concern. But yeah, I went to Academy. I sent you the photos. Nothing, hardly. I mean, there was ammunition left, but for like guns people didn't really have. But 9mm, 2.3, all gone.
Luger.
All the fucking, and then people were in line to buy guns. Like they were calling it like a fucking DMV. Like customer, like a 333. Like that's how it was going in there. It was crazy.
You know what's interesting? And this, I mean, it's not off topic, but it's a little to the left. I was just listening to a podcast where, I'm inebriated. I was just listening to a podcast, and it was about Hillary Clinton and something about guns. What were you, people buying guns?
People buying guns, panic buying, crisis. You lost it.
I lost it completely.
So, well,
I talked to you this morning before you went to Academy Sports. I'm not trying to one-up you. That sounded like that. What I'm saying is it was on our minds, you and I equally. When is the looting going to start? Because once there's like complete shutdowns or shit like that, I mean, I guess if New York has the National Guard on their streets, that might
Yeah, my sister, speaking of National Guard, my sister claims that Palm
that's
Bay.
Why, do you think that's why they're putting the National Guard on places so shit like that doesn't happen?
Fuck or, yeah. That's definitely a part of it.
Okay. That they, makes more sense.
What else? It's a flex. It's a federal flex. You know what I mean? Like, to keep shit in order. Like,
we've got like, people in camo with guns on your street, so you better obey.
Like, I mean, I don't know to what extent. Like, apparently I read for New York they're, like, delivering food maybe to the doors, like, for people who can't leave and shit like that. First off, I'm not eating fucking jack shit the federal government gives me. And then another thing, this is a little bit off topic. You remember Thomas Massie?
No. Remind
me. The congressman?
Remind me.
He's from Kentucky.
Okay.
Okay, he got interviewed today by Mr. Beck, and I was listening to him, and there's a guy, like, in Kentucky, they're pretty locked down right now, too, and there's a guy who has the virus who, apparently, this is from what I heard, is quarantined in his house, and they've got a fucking sheriff deputy guarding him. He can't leave.
What do you think?
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I get it, but, like, maybe is it because he can't be in the hospital, but, like, you know, like, do we need deputies guarding us to stay in if we have it? Like, I mean, how far does this go?
That seems excessive. If he had
maybe he put up an issue. I don't know.
If he had a history of, like, dude, you're out and you have it, get the fuck out of here, I can understand sheriffs guarding him. If that's preemptively, that's a little much. I mean,
right, I can't remember that detail. I'll have to look into it. Maybe if anyone hears this, you can.
How about this? If you're that, if you're that paranoid, have sheriff's guard at the end of his street, like the only exit he can go to. So if he leaves, you follow him and stop him, or some shit like that. You don't have to. That's kind of humiliating. That adds insult to injury. Of I've got coronavirus, and now they're treating me like a fucking pariah. Which you technically, I mean, you kind of are. You don't want to be around anybody, but you don't need to feel extra like I'm a fucking outcast when you already have the fucking virus. So that's excessive. Fuck that.
Right. Basically, what it comes down to is I wish everyone to listen to what they're supposed to do so that way they don't have to fucking step in and do something.
Yeah. Have you felt – okay, continue.
I was just going to say because you remember that good old phrase, don't ever let a good crisis go to waste?
Yes.
So, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's a 9/11 moment, Patriot Act moment, where, like, they're going to enact some sort of law that's going to strip away, erode more at some liberties, and it's just not going to be the same when it's all said and done, depending on it'll probably be in the health and medical world. But I'm just, if it just sucks, if everyone just fucking listen now and do it, we could possibly stop it, and then we wouldn't have to let them come in and get involved and put more authoritarian pressure to make us do it.
It seems like that's just, to me, this is my opinion, authoritarian pressure is just going to continue to happen until it's, if not martial law, damn near it. So
I mean, I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? Here,
it's a pipe dream, what I just said.
Here's a perfect segue to our next topic, the way they are progressing. What article did you just send me?
I think the curfew from our local news station.
Right. I think that was it. What time is it?
11 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Now, tell me this. You're sitting there. I'm making up a fake scenario for you, okay? You're sitting there. Your grandma calls you, Zach, and she lives 3.9 miles away. Zach, I fell in the fucking shower. I'm so sorry. I can't get up. Can you come get me? But it's 3 a.m. You're like, fuck it. That's my fucking grandma. I'm going to fucking save her. You go. A cop sees you. What fucking happens then? Is quarantine mean legal ramifications? What does quarantine mean? I know it means everybody, we really, 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 really want you to stay in your house. But an emergency like that happens, then what?
That's exempt as of now.
So quarantine, if something very crucial is at stake, you're allowed to do it.
Yeah, like if you read the curfew, you're allowed to go out for work. Well, shit, I don't remember for ours now. Essential things. But in Italy, if you're not out for essential things, you can get a fine. Like, they can fine you. And I think they're going to start fining in L.A. too, if they catch you out.
I wouldn't doubt if they arrested people at a certain point.
Probably.
You know goddamn well when martial law is in effect, if you go out, there's no warning. That's
it. Oh, yeah, because if that happens, it's not even the cops.
Is that a federal crime?
I don't know.
That's an interesting question. When was the last – I'm Googling this. When was the last time martial law was in effect? Do you know?
I think it was in effect for not the whole country. I saw that. It was for a place. You find it?
I'm Googling.
It wasn't the whole country.
When's...
Because you know this search has been popping off lately, probably.
Apparently, the first thing that popped up was coronavirus hoax. Martial law emails are a big problem, so...
Yes, one actually. I have a group chat and WhatsApp with my work, which we're all out of work right now.
Uh-huh.
And so someone sent that to us, like, heads up, and I immediately looked it up because I was like, there's no fucking way. Because the text is like, just enacted the Stafford Act, which is something they did, like, a few days ago. You know what I mean? So I was like, this is old news. Like, they're mixing two different things. Oh, he enacted the Stafford Act, which allows this to happen. So I looked it up, and it was, yeah, and I'm pretty sure FEMA or whatever organization debunked it on their Twitter, blue check mark Twitter.
There's a lot of bullshit going around.
And yeah, and apparently there's door-to-door hoaxes of like, we have the tests for you, and they're not real.
That's dumb. I saw a video, however. It was this guy, KFC, on Barstool. He filmed himself going through a drive-through COVID-19 testing center. It was very interesting.
How was that?
Creepy as fuck. It looked like... I've never even seen the movie Contagion. I'm willing to bet if you watched this right now, which I'll send it to you after this, you'll be like, oh, that looks like Contagion. It's like military guys walking around with masks, like checking your ID. You got to put your ID through a window. It's just fucking crazy. It looks like a goddamn movie. And
yeah, dude. I mean, it is.
It's bananas. But... when it's like this big hoopla before the test, first of all, I'll just say this. He made an appointment for 7 a.m. He gets there at like 6:45. They're like, we're not open until 9. So he's like, okay. So he sits there for 2 hours. So they're really...
Was he like first in line or was there like a shit ton of people there?
Yeah, he made the earliest appointment he could. He was like, let me just get it done and over with because I got to go to work. So he did that.
Did he have symptoms? How did he get a test?
He had symptoms. He wasn't sure. So he figured, let me just go get a fucking test because he has little kids, so he doesn't want to get them infected. So he started to get symptoms, whether it was allergies or whatever. I don't think he's got the results back. This video was like yesterday. So he did that, and then when he finally got to the test, all it was, you know those giant-ass medical fucking Q-tips?
Yeah, where they swab you?
Right. They took a swab. They shoved it fucking, like, to his brain, up his nose.
Oh, they do it up your nose?
Really far. Farther than you think. And he's sitting there. He's like, he's almost in shock. He's like, oh, you know, that feeling. It's just like, oh, my God, this is, like, in my brain. He said they just went, they go as far as they can with that fucking big-ass Q-tip, swab for, like, 5 seconds. Take it out, and then you're just like, oh, my God. And then you drive the whole way home, and your nose feels like you just did cocaine.
What the fuck?
But the whole scene.
Can they find it better up there than in your mouth?
I have no clue. That's the test. He even predicted it. He's like, the tests I've seen on the internet are the Q-tip way up the nose. But I don't know. Because I heard that the virus itself sits, like, in the back of your throat. Now, does going way up the nose somehow connect to the way back of your throat? Probably. So, I don't know.
That's fucked, man.
It's a very interesting process, the testing. I recently...
Were they, like, even talking to him? Were they just like, have a nice day? Or were they just, like, not even...
The whole way there, he had to show his ID or talk through a closed car window. Then when he finally got there, he cracks it down to a little below halfway. She shoves that bitch up there, takes it out. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my God.
They get your number. They send you the results. Bada boom, bada bang.
God damn. And then I guess if you get confirmed, you're just instructed to stay. I'm telling you, I'm good thing they don't know on the spot. And they're like, you're coming with us.
It looks like that kind of scene. Did you see Idris Elba tested positive?
Yeah, he has no symptoms. So just goes to show you they have better access than we do.
Tom Hanks said he didn't have the sore body. Like, all he had was, like, a sneeze and a cough. He wasn't sore. He didn't have flu symptoms. He had, like, cold symptoms.
Yeah, that's what I saw, too. And I think they're better. And they're older. That's good.
Tom Hanks and his wife are, I want to be that.
America's favorite.
I mean, just look at them. You're like, they belong together. Aren't they that kind of – you're just like, oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not being an idiot. Shut up. I don't even care right now. I look at you and who you're with right now, and I think that.
Well, I appreciate it.
Anyways, moving on. What was our fourth topic? That was my corniness.
I have something to add to the – when you brought up the celebrities. Did you see that cringy-ass video of all the celebrities singing the John Lennon song?
Yes, and the greatest thing that came out of that was everybody fucking parodying it.
Getting the fuck out of it. Yes.
Love. That's the best part.
Dude, I loved it.
There was one guy who just slowed it down like 0.5, just enough to make them sound like they're, you know, a little bit slow. And it's the funniest fucking shit. Like, it still sounds like them, but they're like...
Dude, that's so great. And then Chris D'Elia bashed it. Made me love him even more. I was like, dude, it's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, I saw the original video, and that's...
I saw it too, and I was like, what is this going to do?
That's the first thing I thought, is like, I'm okay, everybody's like, makes so much more money than me in this video.
I know! I'm like, you guys are living in a bubble, you're so out of touch. Imagine... all the people...
And some of them, like,
bro,
some of
them, all the people are fed up.
Bro, some of them took that as their moment. Some of those fucking people, they're fucking trying to hit those notes. I'm like, Not the time.
I don't know if it was like Fergie or some dumb shit in the bathroom. Someone was like, they went in there for good acoustics.
See?
I was so glad to see like no one I really liked in that video too. I was like, I swear to God, if I see someone that fucking enjoys an actor pop up like hardcore, I'm like, God damn it.
On this same kind of vein, let me ask you this question. What is the best thing that has come out of coronavirus? Think about it. The memes.
Content? The memes are content. Died for.
Exactly, exactly.
I was going to say, the memes game is like, whoo, man.
I saw this one comedian.
They can take anything and make it
funny. I saw this comedian girl post, like, it's not funny, it's punching down. And I'm like, sometimes punching down is funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's not pleasant to talk about, but sometimes making fun of people who are, I'm not going to say below you, but different shades than you, it's funny.
What are you talking about? Like, people as far as, like...
Okay, I'm going to say this, and I'm copying. Just because it's the first thing I can think of. Joe Rogan always talks about, in regards to punching down in comedy... Meaning, I make a joke about kids with cancer. That's punching down.
I see.
There was this bit. Have you ever heard of the comedian Sam Kinison?
I don't think so.
He was very, very charismatic and very, very crazy on coke. Just a nut job, but he was hilarious. And he had this bit, and you have to hear it. I'm not even going to try to imitate it. About... something about starving kids in Africa, and had another one about fucking dead body, like homosexual necrophiliacs, like fucking gay dead bodies and stuff like that. And it's some
What the hell?
When you say that, you're like, what the hell? But when you listen to it, it's right? really, really funny. So punching down, the point is, this girl was like, making jokes about the coronavirus, it's just punching down. It's not funny. I'm like, I've seen some funny shit about it. Like, I've seen some funny jokes, memes, whatever about it.
Watch any stand-up special, and there's going to be some punching down.
Exactly.
Now that I know what you mean.
Exactly. So
that's clear. She was a fucking, how do we say, boring life if nothing can make her laugh in regards to that, you know, like dark humor shit.
She's allegedly a comedian, so that's what...
Oh, shit, it's a comedian. I forgot about
that. That's the whole reason why I brought it up. It was interesting. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that doesn't make goddamn sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, the last thing we wanted to talk about... One thing, one area, one specific area the coronavirus has affected that people might say, oh, boo-hoo, but it's really... affecting this area just like it is everybody else, the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Everything has stopped production. There is there's a podcast I listened to with the comedian Brian Callen, and he got a spinoff all on his own of that show, The Goldbergs, and he had his own thing going on. And he was supposed they were like a couple episodes and filmed the finale and then they were done. And this happened, and they're just like, fuck it. And his show doesn't get done. And he was being candid. He's like, look, that's tens of thousands, like several thousands of dollars I'm losing out on because of this thing. And I know people are saying that sucks, but everything.
Yeah, dude, that's terrible.
So everything. I mean, is anything in production? What? Is anything in production other than like a fucking Full Sail film?
Full Sail shut down. Ain't none in production.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this. You see, I mean, they're releasing shit onto Disney Plus early. I mean, that movie Onward was in theaters for like, what, 2 weeks?
They're putting things on demand, like for $20.
Dude, I heard that the new Wonder Woman, they're considering going straight to digital download and demand or whatever. Right. Yeah. I read that today.
They'd probably make a grip doing that.
I mean, fucking A. Because, I mean, if this whole thing is a recession, ain't no one going to be going to the goddamn movies.
Think about this. While we're thinking about, excuse me, the traditional entertainment industry most likely is suffering. New media. Let's talk about new media. YouTube. Everybody just kind of uploading their shit or putting it out on the internet. Right now, that shit has to be thriving. It has to be bigger than it's ever been. Videos have to be getting triple the views because everybody is sitting at home watching.
It has to be. I read an article that certain companies, or I forget who it was, they were asking like Netflix and other streaming services to like not break the internet because of they account for like all the streaming accounts for like 25% of the bandwidth. Or some crazy shit like that.
Think about that, too. God damn it, how big is Netflix? Think about the size of the internet. And first of all, we both know the fact. We've both researched the dark web. What you and I can access, just for people who don't know, what you can type in on your web browser, the infinite amount of things you can type, makes up 1% of the actual internet.
Dude, it's like the ocean.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, it's like the ocean. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're right, though. The streams, the views, like, people are at home. But I tell you what, it's going to force a lot of people to be creative, too, which is cool. Hopefully, after this, we'll see an emergence of new artists. Go ahead.
Ask you a question?
Yeah.
I haven't really asked you, I don't think. So what is your, right now, today, personal opinion of TikTok?
TikTok?
You, Zach Roundy, what's your opinion? Have you downloaded it?
No.
Me either.
But I will say that.
Say that again?
I will say this. It has capabilities that I wish Vine had when it first opened up.
It's bigger than Vine.
I know. But I think I like the fact that you can edit your videos and put music and shit onto them. I feel like the vast majority of people who use it put some... I just don't want to discredit anyone just expressing themselves in whatever way they see fit. But, like, there's some crazy shit on there.
Yeah.
You see the TikTok videos get posted around. It's like, fuck, what the hell is this?
It's some of them get
there's a lot of, you know, younger generation being just fucking weird on it.
Some of them consistently get tens of millions of views.
Yeah, I mean, like that one chick, Charlie.
I don't know.
The number one, Gary V talks about her. She just does the choreographed dance videos.
I want to say this. Gary V, 6, 7, possibly 8 months ago. Before all this,
he said TikTok would be the biggest. I know. I remember.
Praise to Gary Vee. He called it.
Yeah. I mean, he's smart. I mean, he's an investor in social media. I mean, what can you expect? He studies the shit out of it.
Could you ever see yourself making and participating in TikTok in your own way?
Maybe, but I mean.
Do you remember your idea? I've got two things I want to say. This is what I want to start with. You remember your original idea you had for Vine? That I think
you had.
I think you had that idea. I'm not fucking around before anybody else.
I think I did. And I think it might have been one of the first.
Listen, you don't know how many times this is my.
I guarantee it. It was my idea. I think I'm doing a great job.
It said, "This is my for real." I'm looking you in the sunglasses eye. Humble apology. There's been several times that you had an idea that for whatever reason, probably because I know how to do all the shit. You know what I'm saying? You understand?
Yeah. You the manual labor.
Right. You had a great idea. And I was like, eh, fuck that. And we didn't do it because, and I'm not saying I'm in charge. I'm saying it's just, I know how to do the shit. So you're kind of like, whatever. You had several great ideas that I was like, fuck that, and we didn't do it. The first one that comes to my mind for Mornings with Millennials, our very first podcast, I was dead set. I'm like, we're going like 30 minutes. It's a radio show. It's Rush Limbaugh. It's Glenn Beck. And that's what we're doing. And you said, bro, let's just talk however long we talk. And I said, no, no one wants to hear us talk that long. So there's ideas.
I'll remember this when shit hits the fan.
I'm admitting it. And there's a lot more ideas like it. Here's one.
Yeah, because everyone does a mini series now.
You had that idea. I was like, no one's going to watch 6 seconds.
I could have founded YouTube Red.
I was the hater. Let me tell you this.
It's
I was
all good. Hater.
I mean, would we have actually done something with it? Probably not.
Hey, but now we're adapted to this quarantine life.
Hey, fuck it.
We're riding this wave. That's all that matters.
I don't care. I like it. I like doing the webcam thing. Like, I love, obviously, if you can come here, get here. But.
Yo, is there a way to get a third screen?
Yeah.
We need to bring on fucking Waylon.
Yeah. I gotta finish Waylon part two, honestly.
Ah, fuck it. Put it in the dust if you can. We'll just get him on one of these, like, next week.
Well, I mean, I won't put it in the dust. It's a good episode.
Oh, yeah, true. Sorry.
Here's what I was gonna say. I want to say this. It's important. Similar to, this is me admitting, self-therapizing, similar to another episode. I need to be more open-minded. My father, my dad, in this, if there was a Bible here, I'd put my hand on it. This is 100% true.
Here, put your hand on this.
The Constitution, put it up. I swear to tell you nothing but the truth, so help me, whoever you believe in. My dad, before Instagram, Snapchat, and definitely before Vine, not Instagram, but before Instagram did video, my dad had the idea. He said, why don't we do social media, but everybody films a video of where they are? Like, if you're at the park, you film a video, you're at the park. He had a simple idea like that. He said, let's call it Mug Shout. Instead of Mug Shot, Mug Shout. For whatever reason, he thought of that. My brother and I were like, that's actually a pretty good idea. But in my head, I'm like, nobody, like, I was used to Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Nobody's going to intentionally film videos and then put them out for people to see, Dad.
Insert Snapchat.
So that idea never got legs, and I swear to God, a couple months later, Vine comes along.
Yeah.
My dad had the goddamn idea, I swear it. And my brother and I were like, eh. So a lesson to the kids at home. Be more open-minded.
And act on your fucking gut instincts.
Exactly. If you feel it, do it. Except when it comes to, like, rape and molestation and murder.
No, that's no good. That's not good.
If you feel it, don't do it. Really.
Don't feel it.
That's an interesting conversation.
Well, I tell you what. I think this is good. This is good.
It is.
Cheers!
Did we cover the last topic we were supposed to? The future of entertainment.
When
do you think production will start back up for certain things?
I don't know. I don't know. I think because it's everyone thought Disney was open up at first, but it's looking like they're going to be closed through mid-April. I mean, there's no way to tell. I don't know. I'm clueless. But I will say this. I feel like it's going to be a slow rebuild. And I don't – it just – I don't – it's – I think that's why there's so much panic. There's so much uncertainty because no one knows anything.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can tell you right now, I'm probably not going to be on tour back in the parks until at least fall.
I say you're probably right.
This set back my plan, bro. I mean, the way California is right now, I'm telling you what, I'm glad I didn't move out there before this shit went down.
You got to wait anyways, because once I'm free to go, we're going somewhere.
Well, I can tell you right now, you got time now, because fucking A, this shit messed everything up.
For everybody.
I know. Don't eat bat soup.
You've been saying that, too, for a long time. We don't even have to get super into it, but in a previous...
Look, and people are probably, that's ignorant. Look.
Just think about it like a logical human being. It's not anything that has... If
it came from those meat markets... Look, man, you can't have cages of animals stacked on top of one another for sale while they're shitting and pissing all over each other.
And
don't eat koalas.
No, I don't even think that probably tastes good. I don't even think...
No, apparently it's a delicacy out there.
So is rhino...
And remember, if you're Chinese and you're in America, you're an American, okay? This doesn't apply to anyone living here.
Rhino horn and shark fin is also a delicacy, so...
Really? Rhino horns are a magic fucking fairy dust medicine, apparently.
Boner pill.
It's bullshit.
That's literally what it's for, is a boner pill when Viagra exists.
Look, call me sensitive, call me ignorant, but like, I'm sorry. Counts for the world population or pollution 50%. I mean, like, you see all the fucking stories popping up how like all these animals are coming into like these areas because no one's around anymore. People are saying, like, the earth needed to breathe. Fucking A, maybe that's true, you know? And apparently, you see I don't know how true it is. I'm not in space, and I don't know how reliable. I don't trust anything. You see the images from the satellite of the pollution disappearing over there in China from everything being shut down?
No.
Apparently, the pollution visible from space on radar satellite images is dissipated. No. According to every link that's shared on Facebook from... everyone and their mother.
That quick? I don't know about that.
I don't know. But so I see things like that. So I don't even know. But all I know is that, you know, it's a lot of viruses come from there.
I know I don't trust China for anything with any data to give.
I think they're lying numbers.
I agree. Well, my friend, anything else you got to say?
Try this. It's really good for anyone watching.
Beam Peach. That's what you meant by peach whiskey.
Yep. Grab yourself one of these from your local flea market. Get some terrapin.
What is that? Beer?
Yeah, beer. Get some terrapin.
Okay.
Get some Alpha Brain.
Have to.
All right. And, you know, get your nicotine. Get whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Get your water.
Right.
Get your toilet paper. Don't panic.
No.
No panicking. Oh, no. Most importantly, have this.
Germex.
Have that.
Just in case you run out of beer and you have to distill that down to drink it.
Yep. And make sure you have bread. Apparently, that's a hot commodity.
Right.
Make sure you have eggs, too, because apparently that's a hot commodity. Good thing I bought the biggest fucking pack.
My mom just showed me that. I wish we had chickens.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I wish I had chickens, and then I wish I had solar shit. I wish I had a fucking water tank, but you know, we ain't there yet.
Not yet, but we'll get there. All right, my friend. Thank you for joining. We will probably be with each other in another day or two.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to Waylon.
Fuck yeah, let's do it. We can do as many people as we want on this bitch. I don't care.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Hell yeah. All right, see you. Thank you.